Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody. This is a special meeting of the State of Utah Amusement Ride Safety Committee outside of our normal scheduled meetings. This meeting is being hosted at UDOT at 4105 South to 2700 West in Taylorsville, as well as electronically. I'll go ahead and start by calling roll. Johnny Miller?
Here.
Thank you. Ben Sheldon?
Yes.
Kara Sherlock?
Present.
Larry Mullinex?
Here.
Thank you. Pam Zoller? Okay, and Larry, who do you have with you?
I have Sakura Gallegos with me.
Okay, and Rhett, who's with you?
Oh, and Mr. Peter Asplund from Policies, Legal, and I don't know. Policy and Legal.
Legislative Affairs.
Legislative Affairs.
All right, Peter, good to have you here. It's a strange angle of the two of you guys sitting in that room.
Oh, I know. It's this new room that we haven't quite figured out.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, through roll call. First item on the agenda, we want to approve the minutes from our last meeting of June 11th. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes?
Yep, I propose that they be accepted as published.
Thank you, Ben. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kara. Have a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, minutes are approved. Thank you very much. Rhett, I did have one question from the minutes. I'm wondering if you're going to bring that up on the appeal process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and then Rhett, I'll turn the time over to you on the changes to the administrative rules since our last meeting.
Okay, let me change screen so everyone can see what I got going here. Okay. I went back and talked to Leif, who works with Peter, and there was a miscommunication between him and I about what we were both expecting out of this. Hold on here. I just found this. This is driving up a wall. I thought I'd fix this. Okay, there we go. Oh, my goodness.
Multi?
Well, that's what we're going for.
Okay.
That's what I was going for, but, you know, I'm just trying to see if anyone spots my mistakes. I put them in on purpose so
good.
You guys can find them. We went back, met with Leif. We talked. He said, no, it's fine bringing in the specific sections that we wanted from the past. So because that is what we want, that is what is given to us. I misunderstood and he misunderstood. So we hashed that out real quick. So we moved that section up here, and so now we have it as it says that the following sections of 770, section 5, section 6, 7, 8, and 9, and then section 7 of concession go-karts, section 5 of ownership, inspection, training requirements of 2460 standard practice bumper boats, and then F2960 standard practice for permanent music railway tracks. So we did get those all changed in.
Good.
That is the major changes that were proposed from the last meeting. Everything else that we proposed, you guys had discussed and felt okay with in our last meeting. This was the big hurdle.
Rhett?
Yes.
Did you want to point out that we had to renumber these between the last one and here?
Yeah, we just, in the old 770, they've since added a section. So we now have, these are the current section numbers. Before, these were all 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And then there was a section, I think it was terminology that was added that pushed everything forward. So now it's section 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So.
Good, thank you.
Not a big thing, just updating to meet what's there as far as the numbers go.
And then
I have a question because I'm ignorant, but I look at that item number D, is that spelled correctly where it says rail wide ride tracks?
Yes, rail wide ride trucks.
Thank you.
I will double check it to be 100% certain, but yes, I am 99.9% sure.
I actually have Compass open right now. Let me look right now.
All right. That's what I was just getting ready to pull up my my Compass as well.
Railway.
So it is W-A-Y.
Yep. Railway. W-A-Y.
Good catch, Larry.
See, thank I you. Put it in there. You guys are supposed to catch this stuff.
Oh. Good catch, Larry.
Hey, I got a brownie point today. That's the first one I've had in weeks. I'm quitting. That's it. I'm done.
Go on top, Larry.
Gonna leave on a good note. Huh?
All righty. There we go. Got that caught.
And then, Rhett, did we get a chance to correct the one on the Ames and Narso level two?
The ore?
Yeah, the ore.
Yes, I'll show you the change in ore. This was just in section eight where we took out the ACC T level two. We moved the ore was in the wrong spot. So now it just says at least level two Narso or level two Ames International certification. So we got the ore moved to the proper location.
Good. Thank you.
Perfect.
Any other discussion on this rule before I ask the chairman to take a vote?
Those are all the ones I wanted to talk about. Thank you.
There's some at the very end. There's some at the very end you tweaked. It was on the reporting and the appeal. Yeah, there you go.
This is the wording based on conversations with Leif and Jimmy and the part in the code that requires us to use the agency action administrative process code. I cannot remember off the top of my head, 62. Let me see here.
Yeah, there's already a appeal process established, right?
And so yeah, it already establishes that we have to go through this to make it work.
And skipping down to the date of last change, should that be updated the day of the month of May?
That will be done. I'll get that okay. Next. But
okay.
That's one of those changes that it still has a couple more iterations. Well, hopefully no more changes, but I will put down today's date for now because this is where we are.
It has to go to the administrative rules.
Yes.
And they do a bunch of stuff, so the final date is hard to predict.
I'll put down ours if they want to change it. I'll let them, by all means, step in there. But there we go on that. Any other discussions? And I do have, trying to meet with, set up a meeting with Jimmy and those involved to, as per request from the last meeting, to start getting more and more understanding of what this appeals process will look like so that we will be ready for it when the time comes. So.
Do any of the other committee members have any other questions or comments regarding these, or are we ready to go ahead and take a vote to approve these as ready to be finalized?
I second that motion.
Oh, I don't think I can do that. good try, Ben. I'll entertain a motion from the committee.
I'll make a motion to go ahead and approve the changes as we've just reviewed.
Thank you very much, Ben. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kara. Let's have a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. The administrative rule passes unanimously. That's great. Rhett, I just didn't notice on the last page of the minutes, Larry's name spelled wrong again.
It is not spelled wrong.
He gets the first two letters capitalized.
Oh, if that's all I did, I can work with that. I just wanted Larry to feel important, so, you know, so he could go out on that high note. I didn't know
right
about today, so.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Rhett.
Does it change the pronunciation? Are you now Larry? Okay, Rhett, I don't have the agenda up. It looks like we're looking at the rules. Was there something else we needed to cover today?
Nope, that should have been it. Hold on, let me double check. I'll pull it up, share this tab. And then the other one has adjournment, but I don't have it on this one. But no, if we're good, then we can adjourn. If you would like to do so, I'll give you back the rest of the time.
Thanks, Rhett. Does anybody have anything else? This is the one thing that we really need to get done with this committee that's been with it from the very beginning. So I don't have anything else unless any of you do.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn early.
This is Ben. I make a motion to adjourn early.
Thank you, Ben. Do I have a second?
Second, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny. We appreciate it. That was a really good look for you. I wish it was still up there. All right. All those in favor of an early adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate your time.
Everyone have a nice and safe 4th of July.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. See ya.